Dragging from being
dragged
9:42, not 10:42. That is an illusion. Take a few days for that time to become reality. So we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to do family communion today. And we have a special guest, very special guest speaking this morning. So, yeah, looking forward to that. So, Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you, God, that we have another opportunity, Lord, to spend time with you and with each other. Lord, we pray today, God, that we would be able to enter into a place, Lord, of union with you, common union, Lord. Lord, that we would experience, Lord, who you are in us in a new and deeper way. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would allow our worship, God, to be a time of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Lord, that there would be a reality, Lord, to our worship. There would be a realness to our worship. So, Father, we just ask that if there's anything that's been distracting us this week, Lord, that you would just move us beyond that right now in Jesus' name. That you would allow us to just come into a place of peace, place of focus, to set our eyes on you, set our gaze on you. Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you will stand.
Yeah.
So this morning as we were practicing, especially these two songs, I got this phrase in my head, and I'm like, wow, that's really powerful, but in a not such a great way. Has anybody ever been in a room full of people and felt completely all alone? For some reason, dry bones has stuck with me for weeks now. And as we were singing these songs this morning, and especially the one that says, out of the ashes we'll rise. Now, those ashes are ashes, like they're a million pieces. But that's how great our God is, that He will pull up out of those ashes and remake us new. And the phrase that I got this morning was dead man walking. That's what hit my heart. And I'm like, I've been that before. I've been where I know how to put on the face, and I know how to make it look like it's all good. But really, I'm just walking amongst all these people, and I'm dead inside. And this morning, what God wants to do is He wants to help you realize that with Him, you're never dead, and with Him, you'll never be ashes again. And so I don't necessarily think we need to go back into any song or anything, but what I want to just say to you guys is that if you feel that way, He sees that in you, and He will help you. But you have to step out in Him. You have to be bold enough to say, I'm done with walking dead. I am done with being ashes. I am done with it. Because if the enemy can keep us there, then what we don't do is fulfill the call of God on our lives. What we don't do is worship the Lord, because we're so caught up in those dry bones and those ashes and everything that goes along with that, that that's all we see. And we need the eyes of the Lord, and He's saying, you know, you open your eyes. Open your eyes. So if any of that resounded with you, whatever God's telling you, just do it. If that means like making your heart renewed, or needing prayer and walking up to somebody else and saying, would you pray for me? Like, I really need it. Like, life sucks right now. I mean, that's why we come here, is to encourage one another. That's why we even come to church in the first place. It's not, I mean, I'm presuming that everybody is saved in this room, but we don't come because we need salvation every week, because once we get it, we got it. But sometimes we do need encouragement. And sometimes we do need to have our brother or sister help bear the burden. And that's what today's about. That's what today's all about, is just letting the Lord work in you to where the load gets a little bit lighter and you're not walking dead anymore. Jesus.
Anything that Gay said is really ringing true to you. I mean, just open your heart. If you have to lift your hands to open your heart, just respond in a way that is significant, that will mark this time in your life.
Holy, 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 holy
Yes, set our eyes and our gaze on you this morning, Lord. Wire one's good anyway, no worries. It doesn't die. There's no battery in it, so that's good. What's that? The cord breaks, yeah. Could get chewed on or something. Well, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have family communion, so why don't we gather around the front? It's not perfect. Okay, no? Did we just... Okay, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Come on down, guys. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't sound on. I guess it's on, huh?
Do you know what I think I love most about communion is it makes us on a level playing field. Each one of us are at the same place. Come on, Brother Terry, you come on in. Oh, perfect. Okay. And I love that communion, even though it's an intimate thing between us and God, when we take it as a family, I feel that because it's on a level playing field, it just makes us closer, you know, closer. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it makes us closer to him and closer to each other. But yeah, it's that whole idea that, you know, the ground is all level at the foot of the cross, that there's no big shots, no little shots. We're just all equal at the foot of the cross, all just totally relying on what Jesus did for us on the cross. That his body was being just tortured and broken and shredded so that we could be put back together, so that in our brokenness, we had a place to take that brokenness and receive wholeness and healing. That we don't have to be ashes, but when he became that broken mess, so to speak, we don't have to be a mess anymore. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your body was broken. Lord, that your body, Lord, that was broken before even the foundations of the world. And I don't understand that. That's beyond my natural reasoning. But it says that you were crucified before the foundations of the world. That your body somehow was even broken then. Thank you, Lord, that you've always had us in mind. That you never in any way took your gaze off of us. You never lost your thoughts towards us. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed yourself to be betrayed into the hands of the ones that you would be saving. You allowed yourself to be brutalized, Lord, by the ones that you loved. Lord, you gave the ultimate sacrifice, Lord. And Lord, all we can offer you back is our broken lives, is our problems, is the messes that we create, Lord. We offer them back to you for all that you have for us. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and take the bread. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We have life. We thank you, Lord, that we get to partake with you, Lord, as we take communion today. We thank you, Lord, that the life of God, not just the life of flesh, but the life of God is in the blood. We thank you, Lord, that as we hold this juice, Lord, spiritually, Lord, it is your blood. Spiritually, Lord, we are going to partake, Lord, of your life. And Lord, we pray that your blood, Lord, would give us life, Lord, in areas of our body that are broken. Maybe places that we can't see, Lord, where there's diseases and there's things going on, Lord, that we need correction. Lord, we ask that as we drink today, Lord, that we would receive your DNA, Lord. We receive, Lord, your genetics, Lord. We receive your life, Lord, into our life, and that we would be once again transformed more today, God, into your image, that we would all leave a little bit more in your image, God, because we focused on you this morning. We set our gaze, Lord, on what you did for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us. And we don't want to take it for granted at all, Lord. We want to be thankful and we want to be grateful, Lord, in everything that we do and how we live, Lord. Let us live, God, in gratefulness and thankfulness for what you've accomplished on the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. Well, we have a special guest. They'll be arriving soon. No, I'm kidding. No, it was about a month. Was it about a month ago, Moses? Maybe a month and a half. It might have been longer than that. Because I've come to you several times and said, are you ready? So maybe it's been a couple months. But Moses said that he's had a message burning in his heart. But it needed to all kind of come together. And last week, it sounds like it all did come together. So I know that it's not like something he's just like throwing out at us. It's something that's been incubating and building inside of him. So, Moses, why don't you come on up, and I'm going to pray for you. And And we're excited and we're ready to receive what the Lord has for us today through
Amen.
You. Father, we just thank you for Moses. Thank you, God, for this man of God. And Lord, just even as the Moses, God of the Bible, Lord, was a mouthpiece and a voice for you, Lord, we pray today, God, that Moses, our brother, Lord, our friend, Lord, our fellow co-laborer, Lord, would be a mouthpiece for you. Lord, that you would allow him to communicate, Lord, as if you were communicating yourself. Lord, that you would allow, Lord, the things that are in his heart to be fully released today. In a way, Lord, that will change us. In a way, Lord, that will challenge us. In a way, Lord, that will make us more like you. I thank you for his life. I thank you for his family. We just bless the entire Perez family right now, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that the calling, the destinies, the purposes that you have for all of them, including Moses, God, would be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, brother.
How do you turn this thing on?
How do you turn on?
Jesse,
it's already on.
It's already on. Okay. You already got it on for me. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you all this morning. I know. Jesse, turn up the volume. I know. God bless you all this morning. I know. And then I'm used to having something in my hand. No, I have it there. No, I'm fine. I'll throw my hands around like this and go like this. With my pockets. No, God bless you all this morning. And as Pastor said, you know, the Lord's been talking, you know, just been receiving a lot from the Lord the last few days and just overall. And, you know, and it's just been brewing and brewing and, you know, and trying to put it all together. What does this all mean? How does this come together? And then scripture's been coming into my mind. I've been going to it and reading it, you know, and then and it occurred to me, you know, we're living some of the greatest times. You may not think that we're living some of the greatest times, like right now. You see all the turmoil, all the chaos and everything. But through all that, we have to remember, that's when we see God really move. That's when you put your faith into action. That's when you start moving in the things of God. When everything around you, your own carnal eyes deceive you into thinking other things other than not being scriptural. And that's been brewing and brewing in me. And I've been reading John, it's going to be on John chapter 21. I'm just going to go over a timeline, through that timeline, and go back on the chapter 20, where Jesus appeared to the disciples in chapter 20, and when they were all locked in the room, and Jesus appeared to them, you know, and basically told them, hey, here, you still got to be sent out. You still got to go out. He still sent them out. And he appeared to them twice, and it said that they locked themselves, they barricaded themselves for fear of the Jews that were going after them and persecuting every Jesus follower that there was at that time. And then we go into chapter 21, and turmoil still going on, and Peter says the famous scripture, I'm going fishing. So the other disciples join in with them, you know, hey, all right. Well, we'll join in. We're going too. So they all go fish, and they fish all night. The story goes, and the scripture says that they fished all night, and they caught nothing. And they saw someone on the shoreline, and he said, hey, have you guys caught anything? He says, no, we fished all night, haven't caught nothing. He says, why don't you cast your net on the other side? And they cast it on the other side, and the scripture says that all of a sudden the net was full of fish. And John said, hey, that's the master at the shore. And they hauled it all in, and of course Peter jumps out of the boat. I've heard a lot of different scriptures saying, some even said he was trying to commit suicide, others said he was embarrassed. Some said, you know, he jumped out of the boat. He jumped out, whatever it may be. And he helped haul it in afterwards. And then No one asked him who he was because they knew who he was. No one asked him, hey, are you Jesus? And it occurred to me this morning that he had the fish already cooking and cooked up some bread. I'm like, where'd Jesus get the fish? Where'd Jesus get the bread? Well, he's Jesus. And he had it all ready for them when they hauled it all in. And you know, sometimes that was the basic message that everybody reads. Hey, Jesus was there. He fed them. Peter, do you love me? Yes, I do. Peter, do you love me? Yes, I do. Peter, do you love me? God, you know all things. You know everything. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. And that was a crazy time. I mean, he's just been crucified, resurrected, you know, and all the usual that was happening, how they were going out ministering, all of a sudden it stopped. And he showed them a new way to minister and a new way to go out. He changed it on them. It was crazy because at the beginning, you know, he just fed the masses. You know, he did the miracle with the loaves of bread. And the disciples seen the people being healed. And is it done? Is it over? And then they see Jesus being crucified, dead. Is it done? Is that all it? Is this it? And Peter says, I'm going fishing. It's done. It's over with. You know, but it's not. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Because when he was in the room, locked in there, it said, he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. He blew into their, the dry bones, as Pastor Galen was saying, he breathed life into them. And sometimes we forget, yeah, we have that prophetic message, that life that was breathed into us when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. It was breathed into us. Sometimes we forget and we say, I'm going fishing. The message was spoken to him. The order was given to him, go out. Go out. And Peter says, I'm going fishing, man. I'm done. But because things weren't happening the way it was done before, when they had Jesus, they thought they were not empowered to do those kind of things. The miracles and all that. But I just wanted to create that timeline of what, because there was a lot of details that I got out of that when I was reading it and what Jesus said. And sometimes we forget. Life happens. We get bombarded. We get hit pretty heavy sometimes. And it's pretty difficult. It's easy to say, I'm going fishing. It's easy to say, I'm done. I want to go fishing. I'm tired of this. Where are you, God? Where are you in all this? Even though they've seen Jesus, even though we've experienced Jesus, even though Jesus has touched our lives and moved in our lives in powerful ways, sometimes I'm done with this, man. I'm gone. You know, and it's very easy for us to do that. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to paint a pretty picture. I'm not going to say, oh, God's going to have a windfall of money come your way. You'll have perfect health if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have perfect this and perfect marriage, perfect kids, perfect this. No. It is not. You draw that picture in your own life. The word came to me, what you bind on heaven shall be, what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You are the master painter of your life. You are the one who's empowered. How? Through the Holy Spirit that's in your life. That's the power that was given to us, that we can live our lives with the power of the Holy Spirit. When it was breathed into you, when you accepted the Lord, you have that power. You may not feel like it. It's not a feeling. It's not a, oh, is waiting for the perfect time. It's now. It's in you. Don't be waiting for that perfect moment. I always waited for that perfect moment. Oh, now, now. I even did it right now with the sermon, you know. Oh, wait a minute. You know, and it's now. Now is the time. We hesitate and we hold back the power of God, the Spirit of God that's in you. It was breathed in you. It's scripture. It is in you. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you are empowered in your marriage, with your kids, with your families, the people around you. You have that power that the people are looking for and desire. They're desiring it. We know our neighbors. We know our friends. We know their lives. And we have the answer and we're not sharing it. You know, it's more about just coming to church. It's being empowered with the Holy Spirit and going out there and loving them and sharing it with them. Because we were once out there too. We were out in that filth. We know what it felt like. And it didn't feel good. Share your story. You have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. It is in you. Don't lock yourself in the room like the disciples did and scared. Don't lock yourself up in there. Free yourself. Because you know God can enter that room just like he entered their room. He didn't need a key. It says the doors were secured and locked and he walked into the room. How did he get in the room? He's God. You know he'll go into your place. You know he'll find you. I've tried to run and hide. I've tried to, you know, no. And then there he is banging on your door. I'm like, oh, okay, God, you found me. You always find me in that place. But be encouraged. You have the truth in you that the world is looking for. You have it. Like Pastor just prayed, we're all equals in the eyes of God. Once we're upon that cross, there is no greater, no smaller. God chose you for this moment, this time, in this life, right here, where you're at right now. Oh, I don't have the perfect marriage. I don't have the perfect kids. I don't have the perfect life. Wipe that out of your mind. Walk in the power of the living God that's in you. The kingdom of God is at hand, it says. It's right here in your hand. Whether you believe it or not, it's right there. It's up to you to grasp it, grab it, run. You have that choice. You are the painter of your life. I'm not going to paint a pretty picture like you hear all these televangelists. Oh, yeah, send me money, send me, and a windfall will come your way. No, you paint your own picture. Paint it. And you say, well, I'm not an artist. Well, you have the creator who created the universe and the stars and everything in it in your heart. He's in you. He's in you. Don't give up. Keep going forward. Be encouraged. The Bible says we are the salt of the world. Don't be vinegar. Nobody wants that. You know, we get beat up, yes, but the power is in you to get up. The power is in you to get up and smile and say, hey, you know what, God, thank you. As hard as it is, thank you. Because I know I win. I read the end of the book. It's eternal life. We read the end of the book. We know who wins. Let's not look at the surroundings, at our surroundings and who's here, who's not here. Jesus told Peter, follow me. Follow me. And what does Peter do? Well, what about that guy? what about John over there? He said, hey, if it's my will for him to live forever, then he'll live forever. Don't worry about him. It's none of your business. Basically what he said, read the scripture. He said it right there. Hey, it's none of your business what I have to do with him. I'm telling you to follow me. We've all been charged to follow him. Don't, well, what about him? Well, what about that? Well, what about this? And we're very good at that. I do that too. No, I'm preaching to myself too. Well, God, what about that? God, look at over there. God, look at that. He's saying, hey, be quiet, Moses. Shut up. That's what he tells me. I hear him. That's the way I hear him. God talks to me a lot of different ways. Shut up. I'm not saying that, you know, he's pretty blunt with me. And sometimes I, hey, shut up, you know, go, you know, all right, God, you know. And we're all different how, you know, we all have different children. We know some of them need to be nurtured a little different. Some of them need a this. So, you know, I'm one of those that God goes, you know, that's just the way it is. Give me a kick in the rear, you know, when there's some that are a little gentler and he nurtures and he cares for in different ways. But as parents, we, those of us who have kids, we all know that. And, but yeah, that's the, I just want you to just be encouraged. Don't look at your surroundings. Paint your own picture. Life is good. With Jesus in it. And we have the truth in us. Don't let the enemy deceive you and say you don't. Don't let the enemy deceive you and say, oh yeah, look at over here, look at that, but look at that, look at that, look at this, look at that, look at that, look at that. You know, and no. Jesus said, follow me. Dive into that. Dive into that truth. Don't worry about your surroundings. Don't worry about so-and-so. Don't worry about so-and-so. Dive into the truth. Go forward. Keep. Sometimes it feels like you can run. Other times you say, Lord, help me with this step. Lord, help me. And it's okay. It's okay. Don't let the enemy deceive you in that too. Oh, you're not a strong Christian. You should be running already. You should be doing this. No. It's okay. Like Pastor Ye was saying, this is where we come together to encourage each other, to move forward. If you need that extra step, come on up here. We got people that will pray for you to help you take that extra step forward. We love all of you. We love our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We don't want them falling back. That's when you embrace them and say, hey, I'm here with you. Let's go. I know it's difficult. Pastor's been with us in those situations too, where there's difficulty in our lives, you know, and they've stood by us. And they, baby steps. And if you want to run, go ahead, go run with it, run with the ball. But be encouraged. It doesn't make you any less of a Christian if you're just barely moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Be encouraged. Don't let the enemy deceive you. There's too much deceit going on. We're listening too much to the enemy and his lies and say, oh, everything's falling apart. Everything's falling apart. Oh, no. All this noise. And all we have to do is just be still and listen to the word of God. You are the author of your story. You have the power in you to change lives. I've seen it. You have the power to breathe life into those dry bones that are around you. The people that you know, you have that power because it was given to you, because you have the power to forgive sins. That's what the word of God says. People are like, whoa, what's he saying? Yes, it's scripture. He says it in John 20. You have the power to forgive sins because it's not through you, but through Christ who is in you that gives you that power. And you move forward. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't say, oh man, I'm done. I'm going fishing. You know what the crazy part about that was? They were fishermen. That's what they did for a living. And they didn't catch nothing. And Jesus tells, throw it on the other side. You know, and okay. At least they were willing to listen, because usually an expert in something doesn't listen to anybody else's opinion. No, but at least they were humble enough to listen. And they threw their nets on the other side. And they caught a huge amount of fish that the nets almost ripped and they were all hauled. And it was too much for them. They couldn't even bring it on board. You know, but follow me, he said. Follow me. You know, in that timeline, can you imagine Peter's heart, knowing that he denied him three times, and then Jesus asked him three times, do you love me? Said that he wept bitterly. How many have been to that place where you wept bitterly? I've been there. He denied Christ three times, and he wept bitterly, it says. So Jesus tells him three times, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? asked them three times. Can you imagine what's going through Peter's head? Well, you know, I denied you three times. You know, there's a lot happening in that scripture, but he was, that's why I say, hey, I'm done. The Lord knows what I did. I denied him three times. I'm gone. There's no way. There's no way that I could ever be used again. There's no way that I can do this anymore. But God changed the way things were done. And that's the transition that we're in. It's not business as usual. It's not, I mean, it was there, basically handed them the reins. Because he showed them, gave them the example. Now he's gone. Now it turned into the Spirit. Now you have to believe. It's easy to run with the crowd. Yeah, woo, watching all the crowds, the multitudes come, the people getting healed and saved. And you're like, wow, this party's great. Woo, they're all into it. And right before that, he gives them the communion. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. And people are like, whoa, this guy's crazy. This guy's nuts. What's he saying? Basically what it said. This guy's way out there. These are extremes. I mean, talking about eating his flesh, drinking his blood. Whoa. And they said a lot of people stopped following after that. A lot of them stopped. And he asked the disciples, what about, well, you guys going to leave too? And Peter says, we have nowhere else to go. What are we going to do? You know? So he just, the method was changed in that period. And that's where we are in transition. It's spiritual. You see the spiritual warfare going on. It's not a secret. You're engaged. Whether you know it or not. The enemy's engaging you. Whether you know it or not. It's attacking your family, your health, whatever. Engage. Engage in that fight. You have that power in you with the Holy Spirit to overcome. You have that power. It's given to you. Be strong. Go for it. Like I said, hey, it's not fun all the time. Like Peter said, I'm done with it. And you know, the other crazy thing that came to me was like, all of a sudden he's asking, you know, when Jesus is telling him, follow me. And then there, he's following. Then he sees John following them too. And he says, hey, what about this guy? But Peter never had a problem when he said, hey, I'm going fishing, and John following him there to go fish. He never had a problem with Peter with John following him to the fishing boat. All of a sudden, it was a problem for him to follow Jesus and him. Like, hey, this is my place. Because remember, they were scuffling who would be first in the kingdom of God. They're all like jockeying their position. And you see it in the churches today, too. Everybody's jockeying for position, you know, always jockeying. But he didn't have a problem with it when they say, hey, I'm going fishing. John says, all right, let's go. And they all follow Peter on the fishing boat. And then all of a sudden Jesus comes and all of a sudden we have a problem with it. All of a sudden Peter has a problem with this guy following. Hey, what's up with this guy? None of your business. Jesus told him, it's none of your business. Jesus told him, hey, what's it to you, it says. What's it? That's nothing to do with you. We're all equal in the eyes of God. We all have a purpose in the kingdom. Stuff we should stop focusing on what's going on and focus on the kingdom of God and follow Christ. Because he'll lead you to, you know where he'll lead you. Still waters, great pasture, rest. He'll lead you into all that. The scripture is true. But don't be looking at, don't be distracted what everybody else is doing. Especially in the kingdom, we're very good at picking each other apart, other Christians apart. They have their purpose in the kingdom also. They're all our brothers and sisters in the Lord. They have their purpose. They have their calling. You have yours. Follow it. Follow God. You say, well, I don't know what's going on. Some people have the mistake, oh, it's going to be this grand stage, and there's like, Pastor and I talked about, all this, you're going to be in this huge church, cathedral, or sold-out stadium, ta-da-da. You know, this is going to be this grand message that's going to go out, woof. No. It's breaking bread. It's bring communion with your neighbor. It's sitting there one-on-one. How are you? You have a need? I'm here for you. That's impactful. I love you. What you have a need? You need some help? That's how you'll impact the world. We all have family members, friends that need a special touch. We proclaim to have the truth. Let it come out. Let it pour out of you. It's in you. Don't lock it away like the disciples, all scared, like, oh, I can't do this. No. Because Jesus will find you. He will find you and he'll track you. He'll run you down. He ran down Peter how many times? Bam, let's go. He's ran me down. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. Let's go. Let's do it. People need you. People need what you have inside of you. The Holy Spirit. They are looking for it. They are desiring it. We see it. Activate it. Activate it. Boom. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. We're living in the perfect time to see God's movement. We're seeing it right now. We're seeing how these crazy things are happening. And it's just nuts. Put your spiritual eyes on and see it happen. Jump in it. Do it. I remember one time me and my wife took a walk into the orchard and it was a springtime and it was blooming. It was a bloom season and the bees were out. You know, and you could hear all the cars going by, zooming by, zooming by, boom, boom, boom. And I said, let's just close our eyes and listen. And then we just closed our eyes. And then all of a sudden the bees got louder and louder and louder and louder. We're like, whoa. They were around us all the time. Nothing changed. Except we just tuned in. Tune into the Spirit because things are moving in the Spirit. You just listen. Be still and listen. You hear that term, don't run, be running around with your chick, like a chicken with a head cut off. Fire over here, fire over here. And then listen to that. Oh, you know, I gotta take care of this. Be still. You could do a lot more by being still and letting God do it for you than you can running around trying to do everything yourself. Right. You're empowered with that. You are empowered with that. And I know sometimes as a dad and a mom, sometimes it's just like, oh, I need to do this, need to do. You know, this happened, that happened, this happened. Oh, boom, 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 boom. And sometimes it's, be still. God, you're in control. It's tough sometimes. It's hard learning that lesson, but just be encouraged that you have that in you. It's not rocket science. It's not this, this thing going to come down and, okay, now you're ready. No, it's already, you're already ready. Squat and step in it. Do it. Simple. I never thought I'd be ready to come up here. I put it off a little longer than what I wanted, I should have, you know, because it feeds into my mind. I start thinking, oh, well, is it really you, God? Maybe it's just a bunch of hot air. The gift of gab. Are they hearing it? Are they gonna hear me like Charlie Brown cartoon? That's when the adults talk, you know, like, it's crazy. But don't be deceived. It happens to all of us. Don't be discouraged. If it happens once, you know, hey, all right. You won this little battle? We're going to win the war. Keep going forward. Keep moving. Keep pushing. Don't look at your surrounding. Don't look at, oh, what about him? What about her? What's going on over there? Jesus says, follow me. Follow me. Don't worry about left, right, this way, that way. Follow me. Have faith in Jesus Christ that he's going to lead you down the right path. knowing and believing. That's all you have to do is just believe it and take that step. It's as easy as that. Sometimes our thoughts are our worst enemy, and the enemy, the spiritual, coming and attacking your thoughts and trying to discourage you. But you're being used now in your families every day. You cannot take God out of your life now. It's every single day, every minute of the day. Once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in a spiritual battle every minute, every second of the day. There's a war out for you that wants to destroy you and everything else. So just walk in it. Like I said, baby steps. You can run, run. Just don't be discouraged. Just don't go back. Just don't go back. Because it's happening every day. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I give thanks to the Lord, and the battle's on. It seems like you're just like, okay, all right. But don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Sometimes I get home like, oh, I'm beat. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear nothing. Da, da, da. And then be still. God, you're still in control. I still love my wife, still love my kids. Simplify it. Bring it in smaller to the things that matter, to the real things. Not all the noise that happened that day, all the hoopla, you know. Just be encouraged. Throw your net on the other side. Do as Jesus said. He knows where the fish are. He knows where the fish are. He knows where the need is. And you can walk in that right now. Say, Lord, I'll follow you. And he'll take you. He'll take you. You paint it. You paint that. Ask the greatest artist of the universe of creation to help you create a great portrait of your life. He can give you that. You know? It's time for us just to follow Christ. Simplify it. Jesus loves you. He loves me. I thank him for that every day. And we know the need that's out there. There are few laborers, as the word of God says. The harvest is plentiful. Keep your hand on the plow and keep going forward. Keep your hand on the plow. It's not done. It's not over. It's not. What God has instilled in you, the ministry that you have, is not over. It's not done. Keep your hand on the plow. Go forward. God is good. God is powerful. It's not over. It's only beginning. It's only the beginning. God is so great. And we have to learn to walk in that greatness every single day, as difficult as it may be some days. We have to learn to walk in it. And say, I don't care what's going on over here. I don't care what's going on over there. I don't care if there's two people in the church. I'm going forward. Like I say, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult. The enemy attacks you a lot of different ways. I've been attacked lots of times. I say, God, I know what you've done in my life. I know what you've done for me. And I'm not turning back. I don't know. And I said it in Peter's words. I don't know. Where would we go? Where would I go without your love? Where would I go without your mercies? I'm just a wretched man. I always cry, God, thank you for saving me. I'm just a wretched man. Thank you, Lord. Where else do I have to go? And I humble myself before the Lord every day. I say, thank you, Lord, because you saved the wretched man. I fall on my face and I say, thank you, Lord, because you believe in me. You believe that I can be a good father. You believe that I can be a good husband. All those little things, I take and bring them back in. Because there's so much responsibility. But I'm not alone. I know that I'm not alone. the charge that was given to me when we got married, I'm like, I take it seriously as a father. I want my kids to be successful. I want what every father wants. Happiness, success, all that. Sometimes I feel the burden of it. And I'm like, no, Lord. You said you make the yoke light. I'm making it heavy on myself. Yeah. I'm putting pressure on, too much pressure on myself. This is yours, God. In our ministries. Oh, this is heavy. Is it over? Oh, God. Hey, the yoke is light. Get into the word. Build a relationship with Christ. Get in there deep. And the joy of the Lord, man, it's something powerful. The joy of the Lord is something powerful. Make you overcome any obstacle. Like I said, I'm not promising riches. I'm not promising health. All that stuff happens. Everyone says, oh, you're a Christian, you should have a perfect life. Oh, if God was real, why is there mass murders? Why is this blah, 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 blah? I don't get into that. I mean, you know what? God is God. God is God. And I know what he's done for my life. You know what he's done in your life. Share it. Because that's God. I always tell them, when they always ask me, well, if there was a God, then why did he come? Why is this happening in the world? Why is this? I go, because of that is why Jesus had to come down. To save us from ourselves. Amen. To save us from our destructive selves and this crazy mind. With our own beliefs, our carnal beliefs. But because he is in you, you're powerful. And the enemy knows that. You're powerful. You're powerful, George. The Spirit of the living God's in you, too. Whether you believe it or not, he's in you. You said yes. Believe it. Walk in it. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Don't let him. Keep going forward. Keep going forward, Panda. Keep going forward. Lord's with you too. Oh man, Derek. Awesome. Plowing forward. He's with all of us. Don't be discouraged. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. That's not what God instilled in us. To hang our heads low. Woe is me, woe is me. No, that's not who we are. My Father created the universe. My Father instilled all the stars. Made the heavens and the earth, the Word of God. That's my Father. That's who's in you and in me. It's not this phony baloney, oh, this good time feeling, oh, when everything's going good. Oh, yeah, we're up here and then we're down here. We're up here, we're down here. No. God is joy. God is peace. God is love. And remember that. I love all you. Be encouraged. Keep going forward. I hope this blessed you. You know, because the Lord is great. Don't be looking this way, that way, that way, Pastor. Be hand on the plow. Keep going forward. Follow me, Jesus said. Follow me. That charge is going to be with us till we die. Follow me. You know. Just keep going forward. Simple. One step at a time. If you have to crawl, crawl. I did. My lowest point, I crawled. No shame. My lowest point in my life, I crawled. Lord, forgive me. Don't look back. The Word of God says, don't look back. You have a clean slate. You have a clean chalkboard, portrait, canvas. And help the Lord paint the rest of your life out. And let him do it. Love each and every one of you. Bless you guys. Be encouraged. Go forward. Don't look back. A lot of junk back there. A lot of stuff that's happening. You don't want to go revisit that. You know, that's done and over with. You have a clean slate. Clean canvas. The great part about it is every day. The great part is every day. Because you're renewed every day. What are you going to paint today? What's your life going to look like today? One day at a time. go forward. Pastor, thank you for this time that you let me, and I love you guys. God bless you guys. And that's what the Lord has for me.
Good job, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent word. Thank you. Well, let's go forward. Right? Onward, Christian soldier. Yeah, every day is an opportunity to leave behind the mess from yesterday, because he gives us a brand new day. That's well said. A brand new canvas every day. Praise the Lord. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. Gay needs to make an announcement, a very important announcement.
Next Saturday at our house for the women at 11 o'clock, it's going to be brunch, Bible study, and blessings. So I hope you guys can all make it, okay? 11 o'clock next door.
And bring a friend, because there will be plenty of food. And if it's a little cozy, that's great. It just makes for warm feelings together. Yeah, so God bless. Have a wonderful day. Unless someone else has something, does anybody else have an addendum, a postscript of what Moses said or anything that's happened today? Nothing? Going, gone. All right. Praise God.